I'd like to call the select board meeting of Monday, June 19th, 2023 to order. Any additions or deletions to the agenda? Don't see any. Item three, executive session, appointment or employment or evaluation of a public officer or employee per 1 VSA 313A3.
I move to enter into executive session to consider the evaluation of a town employee pursuant to Title I VSA Section 313A3, and invite, who's going to tell me?
Sandra.
Sandra Clark.
Sandra and?
And Jeremiah.
Jeremiah to the meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to item four, minutes approval, meetings of 6-5, 6-12, and 6-15, 2023.
I move to approve the meetings of select board meeting of June 5th, 12th, and 15th, 2023.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item five, select board pay orders.
I move to approve the pay orders for payroll and accounts payable.
Second.
Payable.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Item six is announcements and correspondence.
Oh boy, I got to pull off, sorry, give me one second, please. One of the things that we've been advertising for the minutes taker position, we've got no applications as of yet, so I need to start continuing to beat the bushes on that, see how that goes. Basketball court at Pingree Park was resurfaced on the 6th of this month, so that's all good. Side door repairs began prior to the last meeting. They just basically had to button it up because there's more work than we have budget for at this time. So the idea would be to wait for the larger project, the bonded project, to deal with that. But right now, they replaced the roof structure and got rid of some of the bows to the roof and put some flashing and so from a water penetration standpoint, will be in better shape for the next year or so. The next regular meeting and is for July 10th, not the 3rd, as it normally would be on our schedule. That's what I have. There's a couple of FYI matters, documents that you all have, including the year-to-date budget through April and a couple other documents that I'll have in front of me. Thank you note from
Magic.
Yes.
Right. Magic Wastewater.
Yeah.
And the altered schedule for the select board meetings can be found on the website.
It's on the town website, front page. Thank you.
Item seven, visitors and concerned citizens. Seeing no hands, we'll move on. Item eight, town official business. 8A is planning commission monthly update. Chair?
I have a brief monthly update, which is based on the upcoming meeting on the 21st. The planning commission will be meeting to discuss and make any decisions possible on the draft bylaw as it was. We had the public hearing, and once the public hearing has happened, once the public hearing is closed, there can be no input, no further input from the public until we have made our decision about what to change or not to change.
You can make other changes though.
We can make them.
Yeah, but you'd have to have a hearing.
But we'd have to go back to another planning commission hearing prior to going to the second hearing. So that will be on the 21st, the regular planning. I'm sorry, it's not a regular planning commission meeting. It's a special meeting because it's on Wednesday. We haven't had much time to work on this, but I think one of the other projects that we want to get back to is to provide some support to the folks working on the wastewater project. And I think what the Planning Commission can help with is public outreach. So hopefully we'll have some time at the meeting, at the end of the meeting on the 21st to discuss that. If not, it'll be at the next regular meeting. That's all I have.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Moving on to 8B, Housing Needs Assessment Committee. Discuss formation of a standing housing committee.
Do you want, I'll share some information. The housing group is transitioning from doing a study and the assessment to becoming a ongoing standing committee where we actually work on implementing some of the strategies that we've outlined in the housing study. So it's essentially continue the group going forward, but it's going from doing research to action. And we're proposing that we increase the size of the committee from 5 members to 7, and that would include 2 appointments, one from the Planning Commission and one from the Select Board. So there would be 5 plus 5 citizens plus 2. Essentially, the reason why we're proposing to expand the committee is because we do have a lot of strategies outlined, and it would allow us to have more people sort of focused on particular strategies related to the housing study. So, the proposed charge was drafted based on other charges that have been presented to you. So, but welcome to any comments.
I was just going to recommend that when it does mention that may include residents of other communities, I would just recommend somehow it be worked in there that at least a majority have to be residents of one area.
Makes sense.
I can comment on that a little bit. Maybe we did propose opening it up to other communities only because it is it's a regional housing. We have regional housing issues, and just focusing just on Londonderry, while it's important and there's Londonderry funds that have supported the committee in the past, the housing needs are a little bit broader than the city limits, the town limits. That's why. And we might have expertise from other towns that comes in.
Well, and if you look at the housing committee, if you looked at the data from the charge with the ARPA funds, a lot of the data came from surrounding towns as well. So it only makes sense that we're tapping into some of the other towns who clearly have voiced their needs, much like the townsfolk of Londonderry did during the survey. So I think it makes sense to cast a wider net to get a different view on the committee. The commission.
The board had asked me to send out a copy of the final report to all the communities in the catchment area. I did take care of that to all the staff.
All right. Thank you. My only question was, did we need to disband or did we need to do some closure to the existing committee?
I did work that into the motion to do that.
I didn't read all of it.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't send
so
it out.
It's,
yeah, I'm suggesting.
It's succinct. It's all there.
Yeah, I'd say on the board's appointment of enough members to constitute a quorum, the Housing Needs Assessment Committee, previously created on 9/12/22, shall cease to exist.
Right. So the answer is yes.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the charge looks great.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's bad. Yeah.
I have a quick question for you, Shane. Can we still meet, but it just wouldn't be an official town meeting?
Well, you can meet until I was thinking that the select board would advertise starting tomorrow, and then the board would meet on the 10th, and then, so you could meet up until then.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they make appointments, then you transition. That's why I have it that way, that it ceases to exist after they make the appointments.
So the appointments would be made at the July 10 meeting?
Unless you feel that we should advertise for longer for the second meeting.
I think you need to.
I don't think so anymore.
Shall I move this?
It's a mouthful.
I'm willing. I move to determine that the ongoing effort to meet housing needs in Londonderry is best handled through the establishment of a committee, and the board hereby establishes, quote, Londonderry Housing Commission, end quote, as authorized under 24 VSA section 4433, which should be made up of 7 members to include a select board member and a planning commission member, a majority of which shall be Londonderry residents. This commission will, number one, coordinate activities to implement the goals and strategies outlined in the recent housing needs assessment. Two, help promote and support the creation of housing in the community. And three, continue to evaluate housing needs and solutions for the community, all as set forth in a specific charge to the committee, which shall be signed by the select board chair and included in the minutes of this meeting. Upon the board's appointment of enough members to constitute a quorum, the Housing Needs Assessment Committee, previously created by the Select Board on 9/12/2022, shall cease to exist. And lastly, the town administrator is directed to advertise the availability of the commission positions, which the board will seek to justify at the first board meeting in July 2023.
Second.
Justify.
What's that?
Today. What kind of fill?
Oh, you did fill. Seek to fill.
But what did I say?
You said justify.
Okay. All those in favor?
Seconded. Jen. But just a little further discussion. I understand because it's a Londonderry commission. I guess I just, what if we don't get a majority of people of Londonderry residents who want to be on the commission? What happens? Do we not get to form it?
Well, one select board member and one planning commission member, there's two from Londonderry. Then you only need two more.
It just seems restrictive to limit it to a majority of Londonderry residents when we're providing, it could be a commission that would serve a broader area. Opinion. Just seems restrictive. It seems restrictive. I understand you're already getting two immediately.
And whoever else you appoint, you as a select board, you make the appointments.
Right. And if after some period of time it's determined that the constitution of the committee needs to change or needs to be more reflective, then at that point come back to us. But at this point we've launched it. Is that okay?
You can always change it.
Yeah, you can always change it.
And if other towns want to join joint committee, we can probably do that.
But right.
As of right now, we're doing this as the Londonderry Select Board for Londonderry.
Okay.
I feel that's not that bad of a requirement. You ready to vote?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 9, transfer station solid waste management. 9A's updates. I have no updates at the time.
That's your runoff.
Item 10, roads and bridges. 10A's updates.
I don't know if they're really good. They said the truck's still looking like it's November, and then it'll go to Viking to get a body, but it looks like. And I got a question the exhaust fan I've been talking to Shane a little bit about, but I got word that High Tech Plumbing and Heating supposedly installed it and Gary wired it up, but I think that fans really should be looked at before we hit another winter. Just, it doesn't sound right. I don't know if the motor's going or bearings are going in it. Or
it probably helped not to have the situation we had with last winter. The fire alarm going off.
Well, it's for moisture, too. Yeah. It sucks. It's got a moisture thermostat for the humidity. So, the other day, it was running when it was raining out, so we shut the breaker down because it's pulling in, you know, wet air, but it just doesn't sound healthy. I hate to see it not work in the middle of winter when we really need it.
Gotcha.
Or catch fire and have a problem.
Yeah, we spent some time trying to figure out who actually put it in.
Well, I talked with Bob Forbes, yeah. Who's the general contractor, yes, and he said that he believed Hi-Tech.
I think I contacted them, and they said they didn't.
Well, I don't know if we got a way to research it or what, but somebody
Gary said he could do it. That's what I remember him saying. He could take care of it for us.
Okay, so just maybe push Gary a little and
see how that goes.
I mean, like I said, the last winter wasn't sounding real good at times, and even this summer, a couple times it's been on. And it's if you don't have it, that place gets soaked. The doors will freeze up tight, and so I guess that's my only.
Have someone take a look at it.
I'm happy to work with you on that.
Try to figure out who would be. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
We'll move on to 10B, access permit 2023-03, road cut on Barker Road, town highway number 9 for conduit installation. Now you got some questions about this, Shane?
Yeah, I did, and my concern here was, well, what I guess is happening, there's already some line underground parallel to the road. And they want to replace that. And are there already trenches across the way?
I believe so.
I don't know fact-wise.
But
yeah, it's just trouble getting information.
I believe it crosses the road where they're, and they're just updating and redoing. That's how I've understood it.
And while the application is from the same entity, Waveguide Solutions, as the one approved at the last meeting, that was just a minor repair of an existing, you know, piece of conduit. This is a little bit different. It's laying new conduit, from what I understand, trenching across the road. And while, in my view, while it seems simple, it's not necessarily simple, but that it could, you know, we just need to make sure it's done right so that someday a plow blade doesn't pull off out of the ground and knock fiber optic out for everybody. Unbeknownst to us, and then have it come back on us. One of the things is that I contacted the state permitting person, and anyone who wants to put lines in it in a highway, state highway, has to go to this Department of Brian, and he provided me a little bit of guidance on what they recommend. And one of the things he said right off the bat is you don't want the contractor being the permittee, you want it to be the utility. And so I spent a little time talking to Consolidated, and then was unable to get any hold of anybody at the Southern Vermont CUD because they're the real sponsor of it. And so someone else should, to me, my viewpoint is someone else should sign on to this as a co-applicant, because 3 months from now this company Waveguide is gone and we'll never see them again. While we need to have someone holding the bag who is responsible for the conditions of the permit, living up to any conditions of it. What the state would require is, all kinds of, they would have a metal sleeve, they would have, I've seen their specifications and they're pretty strict. I don't know if we need that here since it's not a paved road.
Right, I mean, they said they were doing, said schedule 42 inch conduit. I guess I didn't ask if it was metal or plastic, but that's what's going across the road, and then they're using a rolled matting. It's like a roll of conduit, so it rolls out. He explained the ditching machine, but it's nothing I understood. You know, so it kind of makes a ditch and pulls the conduit right through at the same time. Mm-hmm.
But they haven't given us any paperwork on that. They said they have some design plans. I said, can you please send them? They said, well, you might not be able to understand it, so just send them along, I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. So it's not a whole lot of information coming from the company itself.
Right. No, this was, I talked to the contractor.
Yeah.
That's going to do the work.
Right.
So
And I'm sure there's enough outstanding people doing the work, but I'm just thinking about longer term. What, well, I don't want to be holding us holding the bag.
Right. But by asking to pause on this, will this screw up their time schedule significantly? Or?
It might.
Yeah. They seem to be around in all of towns.
They're
it sounds like they're doing a bunch of different towns.
They're up on Stratton today, it looks like.
I mean, it seems like it is urgent because he was asking to make sure that we were on the agenda, that he was on the agenda for the 19th for this particular project.
Well, yeah, I mean, they get paid by how quickly they go. Sure. So that's what he wants to do. But I have worked in here.
Is this the fellow that came to our meeting?
No.
No.
It's their contractor's contractor.
So why don't we call him?
I've contacted and ended up getting a call back from somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I have worked in here into this some potential conditions. So, you know, one of which is that either Consolidated or Southern Urbana Communications District sign on as a co-applicant prior to any work.
All right.
So just have them, you know, get it approved, but give them some work to do. You know, so put it back on them to speed things along.
So they're running both along the side of the road and under the road, is that?
Yeah. Yes.
So across the road in one section, run down the edge, and then cross, which I believe it already does.
But I think it said that it was different because one property owner didn't want them crossing their property, so they had to come up with a workaround.
Well, but, and maybe, page 22, the point of clarification that the original direct buried wire is actually on the same side as our proposed route, and the conduit will basically follow the existing footprint. So there's currently something that's in that same plan. So they're not really doing anything new necessarily.
Right, but the kind
of what they have.
But the contractor said that they're going on the other side of the road. So it was just a lot of conflicting information. Finally Consolidated and said, no, we're just replacing what's over there. And that's fine.
And I appreciate your desire to protect us. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. And as long as you feel that this motion gives you the flexibility to hold them to that requirement.
I think so. I mean, they can't do it.
Yep.
And, you know, if the board goes with those... you know, they can't do it unless someone else signs on as co-applicant. I don't care who it is, but as long as it's someone who has some permanency.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also recommended, you know, a minimum of the X number of inches below the finished grade for the, and I don't know what we ought to, if we have a minimum you recommend.
They normally do 24.
Yeah, that's what they have on here.
Yeah.
It's 24.
We should say 24. And then anything crossing the road, that would also be 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it easier.
I'm sorry, that, like I said, this is a contractor. He said, well, yeah. Yeah. 24 inches, mm-hmm. 24 inches of cover.
Right, so we might as well.
He said they'll mark with something across the road, too, if we were digging, but I mean, there's no culverts. You know, you're 15
feet. Yeah, why would they be digging?
So you shouldn't ever have to. I mean, other than a flood and the road got washed out, you should never see it again.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Right, but if they're going to say 24, let's make them do it 24.
Okay.
Unless you could live with something less.
No, I think the 24 should be suffice, you know.
We're ready for one?
Yep.
I move to approve access permit application number 2023-03. Submitted by Waveguide Solutions, LLC, and related to the Barker Road, Town Highway Number 9, in the vicinity of 624 Barker Road, to 1. Replace approximately 990 feet of existing utility conduit and or cable along the west side of the town right-of-way, and 2. Install new utility conduit and or cable below and crossing the travel portion of Barker Road by way of trenching in two locations as shown in the application materials. And 3, authorize the chair to sign the permit on behalf of the board. The permit is conditioned on 1, either Consolidated Communications or the Southern Vermont Communications Union District signing on as a co-applicant to the permit prior to any work being authorized herein. Two, that all conduit located parallel to the town highway be buried a minimum of 24 inches below finished grade and no closer than
X inches from the travel portion of the road, 2 feet.
Well, I think they're like 3 feet out right now with where their box is. So,
okay, 2 feet, three feet each.
24 inches from the travel portion of the road. And three, all conduit crossing the town highway being buried a minimum of 24 inches below the finished grade of the roadway. And four, all roadway work conducted and materials replaced shall be to the satisfaction of the town road foreman and or road commissioner and guaranteed for 1 year.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Boy, big as the one she had.
Just trying to get it right. Yeah. So.
10C, discuss fiscal year 2024 road paving.
Well, I sent a list.
I got it.
I had a conversation with Taylor a week or so ago, kind of. Like if you look at the report that we all got,
yeah,
you know, it kind of, to me, it looks like you really shouldn't be paving. We should be saving our money. Let's maybe do some of these smaller roads. And we keep getting complaints on these aprons that are listed. You know, we put gravel on Riley Road trying to make it better. So, you know, I guess I was thinking that we do, you know, Melody Hill, Windy Rise. Sounds like Gary Woods, we might want to hold off. I don't even know if we have enough money to do all these, but so
that was going to be my question.
What is your comment?
Right.
Can you talk about an apron? Can you just describe that to me? I don't understand that term.
Yeah, I printed that too.
And where it would be?
It's your entry off the pavement onto the dirt. Like your road that you live on, you have that little paved section when you leave Middletown Road. That's the apron.
That's the apron.
So the Riley Road apron is like just crumbled and gone. Brophy Lane, Sherwood Forest, we've gone and filled with coal patch, filled with gravel, trying to make it the transition better.
Yep.
You know, I put Melody Hill is like horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but none of these have been, I don't ever remember paving any of them. You know, like the pavers will come through, pave the road, but
yep,
unless you put the apron in the mix, they don't go to the apron.
Okay.
So Taylor kind of thought that maybe doing something
with
the aprons,
yep,
you know, it was a good idea. And I kind of got called Tom and got a depth of what we should do, and those are the measurements that I come up with. You know, I went a little heavy because some start wide and narrow out, but.
I was thinking about the town office parking area. We are carrying $50,000 in that bond to do just that. I wonder if it makes sense to kind of do that on the way out of the project. Once all this building is done, make that the last thing before they go, or do you think it's a good idea to spend the money up front?
Well, like you told me, Tina Taylor said throw it in there, at least we'd have an idea of what we're going on. Going at.
Yeah.
I mean, the parking lot's mostly gravel now, so yeah, it's going to be
tough
this winter to plow again.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, that's why I put that as a possible. We don't have to do it.
Do it as an add on?
Yeah. Taylor said kind of put it in there, see what it's going to cost us. Maybe we get the money to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the Derrick Woods came in. I kind of didn't even think about it, but I went out there and it's pretty beat up from Hunter's vehicles, and it makes sense if Hunter's going to change his driveway. But the culvert right at the pit road is bad. So we have to replace that before we.
Derrick Woods is the one that runs along the east side of the river, right?
By the state garage, going out to the state shed.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I pulled they did a subdivision a couple of years ago in order to accommodate the. Possibly accommodate the farmer's market.
Right.
And there they did get an access permit at a different location, closer to
Route
11. Is that what they're talking about? Or?
Well, see, I haven't heard any more about it. So that was, T Taylor chimed in with that email earlier, and it was kind of like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah, I mean, we have to do the culvert beforehand. The rest of the roads that are on here, then all the culverts are good, so we can focus on other bad places.
And much like Jay's, isn't Jay's doing their culvert?
Yeah, he said these guys would do theirs, so I kind of figured I'd ask. Mm-hmm. You know, Hunter, like, you know, you use this access, would you do it for a fair price? And, you know, we supply the pipe, but they can put it in, and they can, he can control, like, with Shaves, he can control his trucks, like, all right, guys, stay out of here. We're going to do it for this hour. The road's going to be shut down. Right? Give them the responsibility instead of us trying to figure out when they're coming in and out.
Is it before the state garage, or?
Yeah, right at the pit corner.
So they need to coordinate with them, too.
Yeah.
And then does the state have any skin in the game on helping repair this culvert with their massive trucks that go over it?
That won't happen.
Yeah. No? Really?
They'll tell you to go through one.
Yeah, they don't plow the road and they go in and out. I mean, once in a while they will, but
they don't. The state's not going to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, it can ask.
Yeah. I mean, it can have to ask.
So, but like I said, these, I don't know if we have the money to do this or this will be under our budget. We could save some for the next project, mm-hmm. but these are kind of my ideas of short roads that need the help versus fixing a road that we're going to totally grind up in a couple of years. And
sign it up and do it. See what we got.
Well, nice. We'll work on putting it up to bid this week and then have it due the 10th. Is that too soon, you think?
We usually do a couple of weeks, don't we? It seems like.
Talk about maybe the 24th.
Then the next meeting.
The 10th and the 24th, the meeting's in July. We'll talk about it.
So the 10th would give you, if you get it out
Thursday,
this week, you've got 2 weeks.
Depends on how cool you feel. I know you're busy.
24th, you go.
Go to the 24th.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. 4 weeks or the 24th.
I just want to make sure we get a good bid.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to rush anybody in nearby and not get a bid.
Yeah.
I don't think the 24th will be a bad call. We're not going to, you know, usually don't come until the fall anyway, so.
Sounds good. No. We'll move on to item 11, old business. 11A is discuss regulation of short-term rentals. We have anything new on this? Anyone?
I went back and looked, and I was supposed to find out more information on the fees, whether or not we're going to include them in the ordinance or not. Mm-hmm. If you include them, then you have to go through an ordinance to change it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't able to connect with Bob Fisher on that. Just
okay.
Yeah, well, just
kick it to the next meeting. But if you have other priorities, feel free to kick it further.
It's pretty crazy. Just trying to think of other things. And I was not, some of the things I was going to try to get from other towns, I can't remember this, so I just straight out.
All right, move on to item 12, new business. 12A is consider request for coin drop for Upcup Incorporated.
We all do, don't we?
Good evening. I'm Pamela Spalding. Usually George Legace is here to request the permission to have a coin drop in Londonderry. This year it would be September 16th with a rain date of September 17th. RockUp is a 501c3 organization, a veterans outpost, and although we are based in Keene, New Hampshire, we service veterans in Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York. We have a veteran out in Oregon that we assist, and there's veterans that are in Texas that also work with us. We rely solely on donations, grants, and fundraising events. We receive no federal or state monies. Recently, they were at Laconia Bike Week, and the report I had was that they did $5,000, which is the most that they've ever done there. Their math is a little bit different than my math, but they say that they made 5,000. And the coin drops are essential. We do help vets here in the community.
I don't think we're ever gonna die, so.
So if you approve it, we just need a letter saying so, and if you disapprove it, we need a letter saying that too. Yes, question?
What percent of Ruckup's administrative fee or cost to do business?
We have, everybody is a volunteer.
It's all volunteer?
That's why it is one of the true 501c3 organizations that I know of. Everybody's a volunteer, from our veteran service officer who works the claims, to the counselor, who's the same person actually, to our outreach program volunteers who work case management. Last year they did over 83,000 for 314 vets and their families to keep or maintain them in housing. And the money rate that they get actually goes to like the landlord, the utility company, so it doesn't go to the vet to make sure that it's not misused. If you did not get a copy of our annual report, I do have copies for you.
So nice write up in the application.
Yep. Okay. I also have little green hand things. So.
This is a silly question, but what does the word Ruckup mean? Why
is
that?
Ruckup is a knapsack. It's a knapsack.
Uh-huh.
And the term means that when they go get ready, they say Ruckup. And that means grab your knapsack and go.
Okay.
I had to learn that.
I would gladly make this motion if we're ready.
Yeah, we are.
I move to approve the request from Ruckup Inc. to hold a coin drop fundraiser on Vermont Route 11 in the vicinity of Hell's Peak Road on September 16th, 2023. With a rain date of September 17, 2023. Subject to provision prior to the event of acceptable written proof of adequate liability insurance and written proof of authority to conduct the event from the State of Vermont Agency of Transportation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
We have a standard letter that we send out every year. Goes to Mark Pickering at V-Trans.
Yeah, after I get the letter from you, I have to call our insurance, then I take it to the state police, and then to Mark.
Yeah, so I think we send it off to the state police also.
Okay.
Move on to 12B, consider a request for use of alcoholic beverages in a public place, Phoenix Fire Company number 6, Family Fun Day at Pingree Park. And just so everybody's aware, the park board is fully approved of this.
The park board what?
Approved of it. They have no problem.
So it's just a request. We're doing a fundraiser, Family Fun Day. And it's BYOB. We don't want to be responsible for alcohol or anything. We're going to be doing a pig roast, chicken and hot dogs, cornhole tournament. There will be a band.
Face painting,
kids games, kind of like they used to do across from Brown's when they used to do dairy family fun day. Mm-hmm. We're thinking that this is going to be an annual thing that we're going to do every year and have it be like the family fun day that they used to have as a fundraiser for the fire department. There won't be like rides or any of that. I've called the insurance company. We don't need a rider. I've gone from every business, from Jellies to the park for parking. It's going to be on Sunday, July 30th, and they've all agreed that we can use their parking lots if we need to, since parking is limited in Pingree Park. No parking in the cemetery, and we have the signs that we can put at each driveway of the cemetery for no parking, and also going up Stoll Hill for no parking, going up Stoll Hill to the park. So I guess that's it.
That's good.
You covered it.
Okay, good. Sounds like a great thing.
Yeah.
And the Parks Board is on board. We went to them first, and they're 100% on board and would like to promote it, advertise for us, and see it be
an annual fundraiser for our fire department.
Sounds good. Anyone care to make a motion?
I can. So I move to grant permit to Phoenix Fire Company number 6, allowing the use and consumption of alcoholic beverages at a fundraiser to include food, live music, games for its Family Fun Day event at Pingree Park on Sunday, July 30th, 2023, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., subject to the conditions that, one, the permittee shall adhere to all local regulations and ordinances, including the ordinance relating to the use of alcoholic beverages in public places, and two, provision prior to the event of an acceptable certificate of insurance indicating adequate liability insurance and naming the town as an additional insured.
Second.
And I have the proof of insurance right here, if you'd like it.
We should probably have a copy of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think so. Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Can I just bring up one thing about this ordinance? It looks like it was passed and adopted in 1983. There's just some language that I think could probably use some updating.
It's ye and...
Well, even more than that one doesn't really hit home so much as selectmen really kind of hits home. So it just might be time for us to comb through some of these documents and change that to select board.
Oh,
please.
Sorry.
That's
occurred.
So, I mean, we can put that on an agenda for another meeting to maybe look at what might need some updating.
Politically correct. All
right, moving on to 12C, consider contract award for Village Wastewater Project Test Pit Services.
That's $200 to move it, and $150 is going to dig 10 holes.
Have a look at this prior to one sec. Yeah, we had talked about, when the Village Wastewater Committee was here, we talked about the need to get these done and get somebody on contract to do it. Yeah, mobilization's $200, and it's hourly cost of $150.
Right.
So
hourly cost?
Yeah.
150 for an excavator.
Right. So for a day, it's going to be $500.
What's it? How long?
At least $500 for a day.
But we don't know where he's digging them yet, right?
Correct.
This is just to have him on board, so if we do approve any pits, he can go.
Let's get him right in there.
Without having to do RFPs every single pit.
Right. And then, of course, each time it would be, would have to follow up on an archaeological review, which is great.
And we only had the one bid.
Correct. Only one bid.
Hmm? We'll accept it.
Oh, we got
it. I move to accept the bid from Hunter Excavating for an on-call test pit excavation service and to authorize the town administrator to execute any documents necessary for the hiring of the contractor to provide the necessary material and services.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
12D, consider contract with the Windham County Sheriff's Office for fiscal year 2024 policing services.
Came with the price increase that we had seen some time ago. Every year they send out well ahead of time, even before the budget, with their estimated costs.
Hasn't really changed besides that, has it?
No, it's $52. Yep. And this year we did, you may recall, previous year we they didn't work a full average of 20 hours. This year we're almost right on it, so we won't be getting money back like we got last year. So they're really quite close to it.
Okay, make the motion.
And this is identical, other than the price, it's identical to last year. It's
last year
changes.
Perfect.
How much money have we made on fines?
You said a town meeting of the $16,000.
Year-to-date budget.
I think that's what she said.
This is year-to-date revenues.
Any things for that, or is it?
There's cash receipts. It's kind of hard to follow this sometimes.
So on the judicial.
Judicial, yes. $5,880 for a budget of $8,000. Yeah, I imagine that's what it is.
So I must have been wrong about what she said at the time meeting.
I'm presuming that's what it is. This is the standard budget readout.
Shall I move it?
Go ahead, move it up.
Okay, I move to accept and approve the police services contract with the Windham County Sheriff's Office for fiscal year 2024 and authorize the town administrator to execute the document on behalf of the board.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 12E, executive session, appointment or employment or evaluation of a public officer or employee for 1 VSA 313A2.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for being here.
Have a good night.
Thank you. I move to enter. Who's coming?
Yeah, the attorney will have.
Who's coming to the executive session?
I don't know, we had two.
Who moved?
No, it's moving because I'm who's attending? I move to enter executive session to consider the evaluation of a town employee pursuant to Title I BSA Section 313A3 and invite Shane O'Keefe to attend the executive session.
All those in favor?
Aye.
12F, consider employee compensation matters. Anybody got down to make a motion?
Oh, it's a mouthful. I don't know if I have good enough notes. Who will do the piece of paper and I'll do it?
Bruce.
Thank you. Okay. I move to increase the wages of the following hourly town employees. Nicholas Doan.
No.
Sorry. Troy Maynard. $24.55. Josh Dryden, $28.75. Stephen Twitchell, $20.75. Candy Bliss, $17.50. Mm-hmm. Dana Griswold, $20. Keith Barton, $22. Esther Fishman, $29.50. Will Goodwin, $26.50. Jeremiah Sund, $53. And with the next, it would go into effect with the next pay period, which accrues July 1, 2023, and provides for increases to be paid out in FY 2024 with the second pay order in July.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Wow, thanks. Sorry. Bungled that one.
Who wants the last one?
Move to adjourn.
Oh, no.
Second.
All those in favor?
Is crashed.
Aye.
Aye.